Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Robert Brands hanging in here with us. He's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation, a 10-step program for corporate survival. And we've been talking about some new ways of looking at not only being innovative, but getting your innovations executed, actually getting them down to the where the rubber meets the road, and in place and making a difference for you. Because, folks, it's not enough to be an idea guy. Robert, thanks again for hanging out with us. I've known plenty of people who had ideas coming out of their ears, but they could never execute them. They could never put anything out. They could never get anything done. They just were idea guys, you know. At some point in time, you've got to take the best idea you have, the best innovation you have, and take it to market, don't you?
Exactly, and prioritization is one of the biggest challenges for businesses to really implement innovation, because the biggest mistake you can make as a boss is be the one who picks the ideas we go forward with.
Right.
Because you don't have the buy-in of your team, of your associates, and it just becomes the boss's idea. So how do you do this? What's best? The best thing is actually a two-step process where the first time you do it, it takes a little bit longer, because I challenge you to ask all your associates what the parameters should be that you should select ideas against. So what I'm saying is everybody, even the maintenance man, knows that it's all about sales and profitability, etc. And if you survey that once, and then you set up a mechanism to filter your ideas against those parameters, mm-hmm. your best ideas will flow to the top. And when you pick those then, they've been picked together with your whole team and all associates. So when you then disperse them down into the organization, everybody will have bought in, saying, yes, we agree.
So the team is the filter.
The team is the filter. So what I basically advocate is that you should do a survey one time and say, what's important for ideas? Why should we be working on them? And as I said, sales and profitability, et cetera, will be on the top. But, for instance, patentability could be very good or high, or satisfying customers. Those kind of things will flow to the top. So now imagine that you have three ideas and that you basically want to score them against those parameters,
mm-hmm.
and just add up the combined scores. And automatically, the best idea will come to the top, the one with mm-hmm. the biggest sales potential, the one with the biggest profit.
Who decides the scoring?
Well, the scoring, I would encourage that the management team as a whole figures out the scoring
because that's the long-term priority that typically the executives have mapped out for the business.
Exactly. It has to be aligned with your vision, mission, and strategy,
right.
Of course.
For example, you wouldn't say to the team, okay, our goal is to go to find out where our next branch is going to be. You wouldn't say that, but you would say our plan is to find out where our next branch is going to be in a contiguous state. So you give them some parameter.
Right. And in your example, first of all, you would have an expansion strategy and saying we want to add branches as a first step, as part of your vision, mission, and strategy.
Right.
And then you can say, so where is it going to be? Another good example is your core business. What is your core business? You don't go off completely in opposite direction, not aligned with the assets that you already have, or the equipment, or the service organization that you have in place. You want to have it aligned. And there's nothing wrong with a blue ocean strategy out of the box, but I'm saying it first should be aligned.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. If you are in the aerosol business, you suddenly don't go into the non-aerosol business.
Right.
So it has to be aligned. But once you set those parameters and the multiplier, so to say, with your management team, you can then basically survey with a team of people and give scores to these different ideas. And as you can imagine, automatically the top ones will go to the top of the list.
What happens if the top things that come up through the filter, through the team filter, is really not in agreement with the way the executives are thinking? What do you do then?
Yeah, so that's a good question.
Quickly, 30 seconds.
Okay, so I've rarely seen that happen, but if it does, then you still let the executive committee or the innovation committee overrule and set number one,
right,
two, and three, but at least you have a mechanism.
Or maybe you didn't, your process wasn't as good as it should have been. Maybe that's,
maybe you learned
about your process, right?
I would question the multipliers.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Hey, Roberts, give us the website again, Robert. Robert Brands.
Robertsrulesofinnovation.com or innovationcoach.com.
All right, Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Thanks, Robert, for being here. Good job. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.